When poets and writers walked into the Low Beat on Central Avenue in Albany on January 7th, 2020 for the Brass Tacks open mic, no one could have imagined that that would be one of the last poetry events at that venue. In little over 2 months, the world would be shut down due to the COVID-19 pandemic. On that winter night, we were fortunate to have a room full of poets ready to share their work. Today, we're going to hear from three of those writers who took the stage: Marie Kathleen, Jessica Ray, and Kate Gillespie. Marie Kathleen was a new poet at the open mic and read two different poems, one about art and love, and the other dealing with depression.
This is a new, I have a couple new poems, two new poems. I'm a work of art, you're a work of art. We complement each other, but could each stand alone in our own gallery? I don't need you here next to me. You would also survive without me. If you understood art shows, you would know and accept that I can have admirers and not be a hoe. If I can have people close to me and not be all up in their art drawers. If you understood art sales, you'd know that a collection together is never forever. Pieces bought, sold, and shown in new places. If you understood art love, you know I can't stay when you press so close to me with your frame that my canvas breaks. But you'd also know that I continue to adore the work that you are, even from afar.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, Marie.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Depression keeps me humble. In my act of healing and growth, my soul was soothed, but my pride grew. I had already conquered the dark fog inside that blurred all perceptions and made my memory hazy. I was so proud of the way I got up every day to practice self-care and the way that I never indulged in the vices I used to. But even with all my health, all my spiritual wealth, I broke again. This time completely lost, but with the same forgetful mind and sleepy sullen soul as last time. But this time, I know I can't fix everything. This time I ride this torrent and sigh until the waves subside and I'm submerged in peace again. Depression keeps me humble. Thank you.
Yeah, Marie Kathleen!
Yeah.
Yeah, Marie Kathleen!
Jessica Ray was in town to visit during a college break and read two relationship poems, The Next Morning and Anywhere Else, full of rich details and wandering associations.
Last night, he was a giant marionette, arms outstretched, bobbing 90 to 45 degrees, right foot stomping so the wood floor winced, barking for all to hear F-word flying. She wakes to his arm weight over her bicep, his hips pressed tight against her ass. Their bodies fit perfectly. A pointless fact. Mana for novels, black tendrils flayed across the weary pillowcase, his serene eye closed, his face a cloudless lake. These poems she writes in the quiet alone while he sleeps, with sheets winding round his hulky leg, don't speak to him like T.S. Eliot's. When he wakes, he lights up a J, pours Carol Ann's in her coffee, and hands her his swollen copy of The Wasteland. Edges disappearing, corners dangling, coffee and rain marking his favorite pages. The words so plain and so mysterious. Smoke swirls to meet the panel ceiling.
And we're not going to
This is another one, I guess. I don't know if you've heard it yet. I call this Anywhere Else. I'm getting the message that it needs work, but I'm gonna read it anyway. She holds a match to cigarette. The phosphorescent afterglow fades to an iron cage, then pale phosphori. Her bloodshot eyes wrap around bundles of bronze oak leaves. Zinc dewdrops slide down the window panes of cars in the lot. The burr in her stomach reveals something about a man who kissed her on a dance floor by the lake. There was nothing else except the wind and the Canada geese honking in agreement. Then he kissed Mary Histrionic under a green Heineken lamp. Under eye sacks protrude from nights pining for something else. She's tired of idling with malcontent alley cats who bat her round like a plaything. She wanted to be anywhere else, like building a tiny yurt in Alaska with a brassy rooster perched atop and an herb garden below, or drawing one last breath over the last note of her surrealist opera in a Paris basement cafe, or playing cowboy, cowbell, in a Latin ensemble with Giovanni Hidalgo and a blonde named Vera who pulled up on the lawn in a silver Trans Am one spring day. Why did she skip that audition? After dropping and mashing her American spirit with a twist down into deep lamps, deep leaves on the ground, stage fright, she takes the driver's seat in her gray station wagon, packed high with boxes, and leaves town.
And finally, Kate Gillespie read a found poem called From Scientific Abstracts, and then another titled The Ballad of Lovecraft Country.
So yeah, actually I have one science poem that's sort of inspired by, if you ever read science journals, they have abstracts, and abstracts actually are kind of fun. Maybe made fun, and I have a poem here. And something else is actually just kind of weird, so it shows kind of my range. So first off, I'd like to read you a poem, and it's sort of like a found poem from an abstract, and it's called Correction, Pathogenic Embryos. Genome editing, mutation correction, precise, CRISPR, Cas9, high homology, germline specific, double-stranded breaks predominantly repaired, genes modulating induced, achieve homogeneous, off-target, presented correction, complementing, pre-implantation, remains to be clinical, technique mutations. So this is actually called The Ballad of Lovecraft County. Okay. And I'm trying to read it with kind of a drawl, so just to put a little emphasis on it. So each time I told someone I was going to Kim's crit, I would get a funny look. She was neglected long enough to harbor maggots. It's always inherently life-threatening, more dangerous than suffocation. People who live in hibernation don't really exist anymore in the same sense. My firm recommendation is that you try to go. Around the city, the ghost ship fire has been an issue. Patrons enter alone and navigate dark despair. You get a story told by two undead mermaids with well-rehearsed roles after being shaken around in a morgue cabinet. It's obvious that the entities are still working out things amongst themselves because they find our work compelling, radical, and urgent. It goes without saying that this city has numerous problems. The Mendicus has proved to be a cancer. So while it was a trek to venture out to the newest location, we finally came up on the floodlights of the next haunting. It was a dark ride, groggy-eyed, glow in the dark. Our bones began to ache. Being adult in this life will twist your arm completely around. When the man failed to put his gun down and started pointing, I had just the instant of a doubt. You don't come this far in a battle and give up. He jerked a thumb at the slit of light on the ground. My dad was killed, heading inside without an agenda. His song fades off in a casual howl.
Yeah.
Wow.
For Hudson Mohawk Magazine, I'm Tom Francis.